Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today, Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, sits down with Mark Rose, Director of Aerospace Operations at the Lord Corporation.
Welcome to Barron Talks on WPSE AM 1450 Money Radio. My name is Dr. Ralph Ford, and my guest today is a very special guest, one of our really close corporate partners. That is Mark Rose from Lord Corporation. Welcome here, Mark.
Good afternoon, Ralph. Thank you for having me here.
Well, we're really happy to have you here today. Let me just give a little bit of background about your impressive bio. So Mark is the Director of Aerospace Operations at Lord Corporation. I like to tell everybody, you oversee the whole plant out there.
I do. Thank you. Yes.
That's a big job, and it's a big deal.
Keeps me busy.
Well, we'll get into some of what that is. Let me say a little bit more. You're an Erie native. You've managed the facilities not only in Erie, but Sagertown and Cambridge Springs and in Dayton, Ohio. And you've got a lot of connection to Penn State, but you've served and helped us a great deal here as vice chair of our Industrial Advisory Board for our growing Masters of Manufacturing Management program, for which we truly appreciate. So again, welcome here.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit. Let's start out just with a little overview of Lord. I know a lot of people in our community know you, but it's tremendous the breadth and depth of what you do. You're known for your work in the aerospace industry, adhesives, coatings, vibrations. So you tell us, how do you describe to people when they ask, what does Lord do? How do you tell them that?
Well, we have a very broad product line, and it's probably best described breaking into two sections. One is our division that's called our Dynamics Systems Division, mm-hmm. and those are discrete products that are made to either reduce vibration or promote or control motion, and those are on all different types of vehicles, airplanes, helicopters, boats, tractors, other types of agricultural equipment. Then the other side of our business is called performance materials, mm-hmm. and it is not a discrete product, but rather it is types of coatings or adhesives or other electrically conductive materials. So we have a very broad product line that serves a very, very broad market, again, going from automotive to aerospace to industrial, and throughout a number of consumer goods that really you can't see in the end product, mm-hmm. but are in there making that product work successfully.
So it's fair to say there's a Lord product in every automobile on the face of the earth, or almost, is that correct?
Almost, yes. Our adhesives are broadly used within the automotive industry and within components that go into automotive vehicles.
And I assume the fact that you're in so many, you're in industrial, you're in commercial, you're in aerospace. So when the economy goes up and down, I assume this is a net positive for you. Nobody is buffeted against all of the forces, but this allows you to have a diverse portfolio?
It does, and that's really a beauty of the way the corporation is structured. Because we're so diverse, if there's impact on automotive, there's very often the aerospace segment is going strong, or the industrial segment may be up, but aerospace might be down slightly. But we're typically buffeted from complete impact, mm-hmm. Across our products because of the diversity that we have. Plus, our global reach allows expansion or sales to occur across the globe, which also creates diversity in our markets.
Yeah, one of the things that fascinates me is Lord likes to make sure all your senior executives spend some time overseas. Is that true?
That is correct. It was an initiative started a number of years ago by our CEO at the time, Rick McNeil, mm-hmm. and he felt that since Lord was a global company, that we needed to have experiences at the senior leadership level that reflected the global awareness. And so most all of our senior executives have experiences that have taken place either in our other locations across the globe or in customer-facing roles in other parts of the globe.
It makes a huge difference in terms of them understanding the market, understanding the people. It's a whole different perspective change that I'm sure happens. Some of them had global experience, but I don't think you really understand it till you live overseas.
No, and I personally have not had a direct overseas experience, but I've worked closely with different international customers, particularly on the aerospace side of the business, and certainly culture influences decisions. Culture influences collaboration and getting to know the different kind of working environments and the different cultural aspects of the different customers that we work with is a very unique aspect in what we deal with.
Yeah, there's a lot you take for granted, but then you speak to others from around the world and you realize there really are different ways of looking at a problem.
There
are different ways that teams work around the world. They don't all work the same we do here.
No, and we're all in different time zones, and so you need to manage your schedules to work with customers in Asia or customers in Europe. And make sure we're meeting their needs as a supplier for critical equipment.
Well, I'd like to shift now to back to Erie, Pennsylvania, because as we know, Lord has a really storied history. You're a 94-year-old corporation. In the last several years, you know, the last 10 years, you've made some significant commitments to the region. And let me just run through them. As you well know, the company, you began a five-year, it's an $80 million expansion in Sagertown. You were personally responsible for overseeing the move from the old Lord facilities here in town. I hate to call them old. You had that really modern laboratory to where you are up on Robison Road. And that was hundreds of million dollars worth of investment. It's a tremendous one. So, I mean, why invest so much in Erie, PA?
Well, as you know, our roots started in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hugh Lord founded the company in 1924. And that's where our legacy began in Erie. Mm-hmm. And our original manufacturing facility, or our the most substantial original manufacturing facility, was at the location of 12th and Green Garden. Yeah. We were there for 87 years, and our project team joked that a company our size deserves the opportunity to build up a new plant once every 87 years. So we took that opportunity in 2012. When the facility became available here on Robison Road, we acquired the facility, and we embarked on a three-year plan to both expand it and modernize it to the point to make it a state-of-the-art facility for our employees and our customers. I think there at the time there were a lot of considerations as to where the facility should be built, many of those considered locations outside of the state of Pennsylvania and outside of the locale of Erie. But when it came back to it, Erie was the most attractive location for a couple of reasons, but probably the most important reason was the people and the knowledge and skill set of the employees that we have in Erie, Pennsylvania is second to none. And it was felt that no economic influences could overcome the loss of the critical knowledge of the employees we have. And so that was really a really key element in the decision to remain in Erie, and I feel it was an absolute great decision.
Well, that's great to hear, because sometimes we get focused on the nice, shiny buildings. And by the way, it is a tremendous facility, and we can talk about that. But as you know, I've had a long-term connection to Lord here, just being a faculty member and in my different positions at Barron. And I'm just always impressed by the people I meet there, in that you have a very, what to me is a very clear corporate culture where people care about the customers, but also the community. But they're very creative. That whole idea of innovation is just wound throughout Lord, whoever I speak to.
It is. It's within our DNA. It was kind of bred through our founders. And I think everyone really enjoys keeping that that aspect of our culture alive today.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you a little bit. You've been at Lord for more than 30 years. You joined in 1988. So tell me, what drew you to the company and what's been your path through Lord Corporation?
Well, I was born and raised in Erie. I went to Penn State in my undergraduate and graduate degrees. And I had some family needs that it was important for me to find a location in Erie. I was aware of Lord and other employers in the area, and I did a good bit of interviewing in the area. And I had some different opportunities, but Lord really fit what I was looking for in the fact that they were truly a manufacturing company. And my degree was in industrial engineering, and then I followed with manufacturing engineering. So I wanted to get into making things, and that's what I enjoy about my role and about Lord is we're a manufacturing company, and so that really excited me, and the fact that we were in aerospace and did a lot of traditional hardcore manufacturing, and it was an exciting opportunity, and led to many opportunities within Erie as well as other locations within Lord, and it's just proven to be such a great place to work.
Yeah, you've clearly made an impact, and as I said, running the plant out there, I'm sure, is no small deal. So what's a day in the life of Mark Rose look like?
Well, the thing about being in operations is there's no 2 days that are alike. And it provides a variety of activity and challenges and rewarding opportunities every day. In operations, you know, we're manufacturing products, so things are moving every day. You're managing bottlenecks, you're managing staffing, supply chain, variety of different aspects. Yeah. And that, it just, it provides
so
variety.
Makes it fun, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm blessed to be surrounded by really great people. And that's what makes it rewarding.
So let's go back. Let's continue on with this discussion about what's happening in Erie. We hear a lot about brain drain, but it seems to me that a lot of students, the people in Erie, a lot of just great talent here, but they tend to stay. Is that what you see as well? Do you have great connections with the universities? I know we do with Barron, but what do you see with that talent pipeline?
We do have great connections with Barron and other local universities. We really have a focus on trying to recruit from a geographic area surrounding Erie in an effort to retain good skills. Our belief is that if we are recruiting from an area that is similar in climate and culture to where we work, that we know we're going to have good luck finding a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. And secondly, we have seen that we have a much greater ability to retain those individuals because they're aware of the environment and the surroundings and the company that they'll be joining. And so we come to Penn State Barron frequently when we're looking for new talent. And we've had a large amount of success with the hires that we've made in the last many years.
Well, we're proud to be part of that. And what you're saying is what we hear from so many employers in this region. It is great to bring in talent from the outside, and you want to do that. But if you can find really talented people who have connections to the region, they'll stay. It's a great region. There's so much to do, and they appreciate it. And they tend to then become long-term employees for corporations. And my guess is the average tenure at Lord Corporation is pretty high.
It is. I'm estimating now, but I believe our average tenure is in the 16 to 17 year range for current employees. We have an organization that we call the Quarter Century Club at Lord, and it honors and recognizes all employees that have been with the corporation for over 25 years. We currently have 1,012 members in our Quarter Century Club, so it's a very thriving organization, and we're very proud of that. Both the fact that the corporation operates in a manner that employees want to stay, and that employees feel that the environment and the challenge is rewarding enough that they want to stay. And that's not very common in employment history today to have employees stay that long. But we've been very successful in that realm.
Yeah, and I recall you have a wall where you put everybody's name up.
We do.
On the wall.
We do.
Reached 25 years, and it stays there in perpetuity, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we update it every year as individuals progress with their years of service.
So I think that's probably what has kept you in Erie as well, is that you like the corporation in the area as well.
I do. I was born and raised in Erie, as I said. I like the environment. It's a great place to raise children. Lord has been a great employer. I've been blessed with many different opportunities, and I'm surrounded by great people. And when you can go to work with great people every day, you enjoy what you do, and it makes you want to stay.
You can't ask for any more, right?
No.
That's a great opportunity. Well, so as we said earlier, you invested in that new plant in 2012, and you put $100 million into the new Robison Road facility. And may I ask, how is it going? Has that driven growth? How has that changed the corporation?
It has been a fabulous success. We've now, it's hard to believe, but we're now in our sixth year since we moved. We officially moved in and started in 2015, but we had a lot of operation going on in 2014. The plant, our sales have grown every year since we've been there. Our employment has been very strong. And the facility is just an outstanding state-of-the-art facility. And it has been recognized by our suppliers and our customers when they come through that they want to continue to do business with Lord, and they seek this facility out as a place where they would like their products to be built.
That is so important that you your suppliers, they come check you out. They want to see what you have there. And I've been out there, numerous times. It is a state-of-the-art facility. And the laboratories are phenomenal, and you've got a lot of room for growth. So if you need to, you can continue to grow.
We do, and that's part of the beauty as well. I think this location is very well suited. It's close to the interstates. It's great for logistics. Again, we're in an area where we can attract talent, and we have room to grow, a lot of room to grow there. And so we're suited for opportunities to come our way and be able to expand into those.
Now, my next question is one I think you've probably heard a lot, which is, how in the heck did you move everybody? You're attributed as being, I think, the leader who brought it, moved everyone from the other plants there. How did you make such a complicated move happen over several years? And I know it took a huge team to do that, but it just seems like a monumental task to make that move.
Well, it was a good bit of work, but we had a very talented team. There were 20 individuals that worked on the design of the team. Mm. And they designed the plant. It was a 3-year plan. Year one was the design of the facility and the layout. Year two was the construction of the infrastructure. So we literally gutted the facility when we started, and then put in all of the utilities and infrastructure necessary to operate. And year three was the year of the move, where we moved, we installed some new equipment, and then we also began moving existing equipment from the 12th Street facility piece by piece. We never shut down the 12th Street facility. We did not have a single disruption in our operation over the course of that year. So we would move one piece of equipment or multiple pieces of equipment, but then not move others until those were started up, validated, and had safe runoffs demonstrating the quality of the product. So we were basically operating both facilities simultaneously. And we kind of joked it's like changing a flat tire while still driving the vehicle. So it was challenging, but it turned out to be very rewarding in the end product that we have.
Well, that speaks to the innovative culture at Lord, and I wanted to switch to that because Lord, you pride yourself very much on innovation, but innovation means you supply solutions to your customers, and the product that seems to really loom large in your history is this one called Chemlock. So if you could tell us a bit about that. And it was invented by your former chairman, Don Allstadt.
Yes. So Chemlock is the trade name for our adhesive. And the adhesive is used to bond rubber to metal. And it is actually a chemical bond that occurs between the elastomer product and the adhesive and primer onto the metal substrate. And that product was born out of original solutions provided by Hugh Lord. Mm-hmm. When Hugh Lord founded the company, he was a patent attorney, and the solution that he was developing was a vibration isolator to remove noise from trolley cars as they were going down the streets of Erie. And that involved bonding rubber to metal. And so over the period of time while that discrete solution was provided, Lord was developing an adhesive that would facilitate that bonding. And that adhesive eventually was commercialized and patented by Don Allstadt, who was a key figure in our growth. And we have lots of variations on Chemlock, but Chemlock is the trade name. And then ultimately, a decision was made to begin to commercialize Chemlock broadly, both across the United States as well as globally, which has made Chemlock the global brand that is known today.
That's what's amazing to me is there's no single Chemlock product, right? It's a product line, and it still drives, you're still innovating with that product, and it still drives a lot of your growth.
Yes, and it's based on the type of materials that are being used, and so we'll have different variations on the product depending on the type of elastomer compound or the type of metal substrate that's being used, and it's really developed around the needs that our customers have.
And did you personally know Don Allstadt?
I did. Don was a very charismatic individual, brilliant individual, a great leader, and I knew him well through the course of my career in various aspects.
It's clear his legacy looms large there, and it remains part of the company today.
It is, very much so.
I'm just fascinated by this magneto-rheological fluid product that you have that's everywhere. And it was very great and innovative story about how it even came into being. Can you tell us what is this MR fluid? What's it about?
So MR fluid stands for magneto-rheological fluid, and it is a fluid, a proprietary fluid that suspends very fine iron particles within the fluid. And the viscosity of that fluid can be changed by passing different levels of magnetic fields over it. Mm-hmm. So in other words, without the presence of a magnetic field, the material flows rather smoothly. If you increase the magnetic field, then you can stiffen the flow of the material, ultimately to the point where you can solidify it with a very, very strong magnetic field. So we use the MR fluid in a variety of different devices to provide different damping, mm-hmm. Especially in seat dampeners. It is used in the Corvette as magnetic damping systems. And there are many other vehicle models that use magnetic damping systems within them, and they all utilize LORD MR fluid.
So does this replace the shock absorber that you typically see in a car when you say damping?
Yes, it can. And really it provides active damping. So the way it works is there are sensors in the vehicle that sense vibration or bumps in the road, if you will. And then it sends magnetic responses back to the dampers, which changes the viscosity of the damping system, which smooths the ride. And so it's live, real time. So it's a rather high-end type of vibration isolation system, but it's very effective.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen some of the demos. There's one video you show, and I don't know if it's online, where you have the Humvee driving over this course, and they show it with just traditional shock absorbers. And then they show it with the MR fluid in, like, this combat-type situation. And it's phenomenal what you can do with this, quote, active feedback technology.
Yes, it's very, very dramatic. It's also used in some other devices. We call them tactile feedback devices or TFD devices. And there are many fork trucks or many other material handling vehicles that use this where they are driven by joysticks. Mm-hmm. And the joysticks require tactile feedback to give the user some resistance in the use of the steering device. And we use MR fluid in those devices to give the operator a feel for how they're moving in the direction and a resistance that's kind of intuitive.
You know, I drove I had the great opportunity one time to actually drive one of those huge mining trucks at the proving grounds when I was at visiting one of our other corporate sponsors one time, and it was clear to me that while I was driving it, I wasn't really turning the wheels, but my guess is that was the same sort of technology that was giving me feedback so I could drive that thing. I mean, it was just a huge vehicle.
And it's critical. It's not, you wouldn't think that's needed, but it's critical for a user to have that tactile feedback to really gauge their interaction with control devices, and that's a great use of MR fluid.
Yeah. No, really, really is just, I love that technology. But let's switch back to employees. Quite a few of your employees come from Penn State Behrend. And I believe that we may be your largest single supplier of talent across the corporation. And if not, we're awfully close to it. And you're here at career fairs. You sponsor many projects. What qualities do you look for in graduates when you're recruiting?
So there's a handful of qualities that we look for. And we've always found tremendous talent at Penn State Behrend and in the different disciplines that we recruit from. A lot of things we're looking for, though, are individuals with the ability to work in teams, to collaborate. Also, individuals that are intellectually curious, the ability to think about how might I solve this problem, to step out and take the initiative to say, I identify an opportunity, and this is what I'm going to do to take action to fix it.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for individuals that have the ability to learn, work great in teams, and have the intellectual curiosity to further their own skills when they see a need in the environment they're working.
You know, when I worked at IBM for a while, and one of my greatest revelations was, I remember it well, I was working on a really complicated project, but it was finally the realization, oh, they don't have this all figured out. I just figured when I walked in, everyone had this all figured out, and they would tell me what to do. And that was truly, when I was in my 20s, that was a big change in my mindset. Oh, I have to solve these problems for them. That's why they hired me. And I know it sounds silly, but you have to tell students that. And I think we heard that in your discussions with them earlier today. Look for the problem and try to solve it that others can't see.
Yes. And I think what can set individuals apart is when they can see a problem or find a problem and then step up to say, I want to do something about it, or take the initiative to lead the effort to do something about it. And you know, many times we don't know the problems that we're going to encounter in developing a new product, and it's the ability to see those and then adapt either the design or the manufacturing process to make that effective.
Yeah. And as you said as well, you've really got to know your field well, whatever that is, but it's those skills that cut across. It's the ability to work with others, the ability to communicate, know something about other people's cultures. Those really set you apart, don't they?
Absolutely. Everything we do is within teams or in collaboration. And there's very few individuals that have their own job and all they do is work individually. And so you've got to be able to work with others and develop your ideas together.
So maybe you've already answered my next question, but I wanted to dig a little deeper. If there was just one trait that you would say somebody should have that makes them stand out, would that be that curiosity? So they can advance in Lord Corporation?
That's what I look for. Yeah. The curiosity and the desire to just step up and say, I'm gonna take the initiative to do this.
Yeah. Well, Lord, you engage with our students in a lot of ways. The Engineering Senior Design Project, you've been a longtime sponsor. Our chemistry program, you have scholarships there tied to internship experiences. Why do you invest so heavily in getting involved with our students even before they graduate?
Well, first of all, it's important that we all develop the workforce of the future. Mm-hmm. And whether that's at the elementary school or middle school or high school level, and certainly we want individuals coming out of the universities to be highly skilled. And I think it's important for industry to provide feedback to the educational institutions to know the kind of skills we're looking for, mm-hmm. To certainly help foster those skills, foster the programs that will develop those needs, and also it doesn't hurt to begin to look at talent as individuals are involved in projects or individuals come on site for internships, and they're the future employees. And the earlier you can see them, the earlier you can identify future leaders and hopefully encourage them to come work for Lord Corporation one day.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time, so I'll give you an opportunity. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Mark?
Well, I would just say on behalf of Lord Corporation, I'm blessed to be involved in the relationship historically with Penn State Behrend. I know many Lord leaders have been involved with the university, and we have a long tradition, and I'm happy to have been a part of that, and I look forward to continuing in that role. You do provide a great product in the students and services that come from the university. And we really appreciate the relationship we have. And I look forward to working closely together as we move forward in the future.
Well, thank you. Those are very kind words, and I'll echo them back. Lord is just a great partner for Penn State Behrend, and we just enjoy working with you and the opportunities it brings. And, you know, I think it's one of those just mutually beneficial long-term partnerships. And Lord, is their commitment to the community is just outstanding. So I will say on behalf of Behrend and the community, we really appreciate what Lord Corporation does.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again on Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. for an encore presentation of the Business Spotlight with Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Behrend.